Hello, and welcome to the Super Professor Podcast. Today's podcast is, what the heck is this about? It's pretty much about me being pissed off at Trump. That's pretty much it. You know, I went with Obama for 8 years and could sleep at night. Now I got Humpty Dumpty sitting on a wall waiting for him to fall off. And he's fallen off like, I don't know, 30 times, 35,000 times. And Republicans have not removed him. And that's insane. So this podcast is against the Republicans. The Republicans are no longer John McCain. That is no longer Republicans. It's not. John McCain was a prisoner of war that protected this country, shot down in a plane, broken legs, and Donald J. Trump dishonored him more than once, more than twice. You know what Humpty Dumpty did? This is what Humpty Dumpty did. He raised the flag on John McCain after he was dead when it should have stayed lower for respect. And then Republicans, no, you can't do that. You can't do it. You're going to raise it back up. So guess what he had to do? He had to raise it back up. But here's the problem. Why are the Republicans not removing Humpty Dumpty? He's done, fell off the ledge. But they're still trying to put him back up. Humpty Dumpty, Donald J. Trump, is a piece of garbage. And they love garbage because they keep carrying it. Why are the Republicans carrying this garbage? Oh, that's right. Oh, I forgot. I'm sorry. The tax cuts. They got richer. I'm sorry. I didn't know human lives were more important than money. I'm sorry. Republicans only care about money. How come I don't care about money? Well, let me see. Why do I not care? Because you got children in dog cages. They got no food. Children are dying in the damn dog cages. And Republicans think this is okay. Who is Republicans? John McCain, but that's not Republicans anymore. Because John McCain would be speaking out. Who else is Republican? Who else? Robert Mueller. Oh my goodness, Robert Mueller is a Republican. Hang on a second. I got to get something here. Wait, let me look at this. Hang on one second. The Mueller Report, Part 1 and 2, issued April the 18th, 2019, the Department of Justice, redacted edition. How many pages is this, Clem? Let's see. Let's go to the back. That don't even have a number on it. Oh, yes, it does. 448 pages is the Mueller report. Robert Mueller is a Republican. Should I go by what Robert Mueller said? I mean, it's only 448 pages, and Donald J. Trump said, no collusion. There's no collusion in this report. So why haven't Republicans read this? Because this is done by a Republican. Wow, that's amazing. Does anybody want to hear what's in the Mueller report? It's on Amazon. That's where I got it from. It is very cheap. Do you know that you can get the Mueller report the full Mueller report in Audible. You can listen to it for free. Just join the Audible. The entire 448 pages is Audible. Okay, here, I'm going to do something simple. I'm going to flip, stop. Okay, here we go. Outreach from the Russian government, page 153. At approximately 3 a.m. on election night, Trump campaign press secretary Hope Hicks received a telephone call on her personal cell phone from a person who sounded foreign but was calling from a number with a D.C. area code. Also, Hope Hicks had a hard time understanding the person. She could make out the words, "Putin call." Hicks told the caller to send her an email. The following morning, on November the 9th, 2016, Sergei Kislyak, an official at the Russian ambassador of the United States, emailed Hicks from his email address with the subject line, "Message from Putin." Hang on, guys, because I didn't even read this part. I haven't got this far in this darn report. Hang on. I need a piece of paper. Because I'm like, wow, I didn't even got here yet. Hang on a second. Okay. This is amazing. I haven't even got here yet. Attached to an email was a message from Putin in both English and Russian. Who here speaks Russian? I know it's not Trump. He can't speak another language. Maybe Ivanka. Well, she sat in Putin's chair. Can she read this? Did she learn Russian? Ivanka sat in Putin's chair. Maybe she did. I don't know. Well, wait a minute. Trump's married to one of those Einstein visa women. She got an Einstein visa. Maybe she can help translate this information done in Russian. Melania, can you help us out here? Let's see. Attached to the email was a message from Putin in both English and Russian, which Kislyak asked Hicks to convey to President-elect. Oh, that's nice. In the message, Putin offers his congratulations to Putin for his election victory. States he's looked forward to working with Trump on leading Russia-American relations out of crisis. Oh, so nice. Let's do something simple. Let me go one more time. Hang on. We're going to flip through this. Okay, 157. 157. Trump and sent an unsolicited political message on issues such as political paper on issues such as foreign policies, trade in Russia, election interference to Bannon. Really? After the election, Prince frequently visited transitions officers at Trump Tower, primarily to meet with Bannon, but on occasion to meet with Michael Flynn and others. Prince and Bannon would discuss internal ally foreign policy issues with Prince, recommended regardless who should be appointed to the file key national security position. Although Prince was not formally affiliated with the transition, Grand Jury received what the Information Administration considered Prince as a trusted advisor. Wow. Investigation technique. Who was traveling to New York to attend the 2016 World Chess Championship? What the heck? Investigation technique. Okay, redacted. Federal Bureau. What? World 2016 World Championship redacted? What the heck is this? This is on page 157. Russian Federation Press Secretary, who was also attending the World Chess Championship. Redacted. Are you serious? An appointment at 2:40 a.m. on November the 9th, 2016. New reports stated that the candidate, Clinton, had called President-elect Trump to concede a investigation. Redacted. Oh, potatoes. And we go down further. Redacted. Oh, my potatoes. Okay, let's try something different. Close the book. One more time. Let's flip in here. Okay. 2:25. Volunteers bias when possible and use legal process were appropriate. These investigation steps allowed us to gather a substantial amount of evidence. This is page 225. We also sought a volunteer interview with the president. After more than a year of discussion, the president decided to be interviewed. Redacted. Oh, you gotta be kidding me. All right, try it one more time. All right, let's go to 363. There's a redaction on this page too. All right. Who has read the Mueller report? Because I haven't got through it because it's 448 pages. Let me show you the first page. Let me go to the first page. It's so nice. Let's just go to the first page. And it says introduction. Let's see. Table of contents. Introduction of Volume 1. Executive summary of Volume 1. The special counsel. Structure of, okay, that's boring, right? Are you serious? Do you know they have redaction in the index? Page 4, index, redacted. Page 5, go to page 6, no, skip to page 7, redacted. Are you serious? Introduction to Volume... Okay, this is page 9, Introduction to Volume 1. This report is submitted to the Attorney General pursuit of 28 CFR 600, which states that the conclusion of the special counsel work he should provide to the Attorney General, which is the crazy person that Trump put in. Who is that guy? William Barr? Is that Barr? Gosh, I get so tired of reading all this stuff. All right, so we go down to the second paragraph. The Russian government interfered in the 2016 presidential election in sweeping and systematic fashion. Evidence of Russian government cooperation beginning to surface in mid-2016 in June. The Democratic National Committee and its cyber response team publicly announced that the Russian hacked and had compromised its computer network, released the hacked material, hacked that the public reporting soon attributed to the Russian government began the same month. Additional release followed in July through the organized WikiLeaks, which further released in October and November. Okay, so now this is introduction to Volume 1, a get-go on page Volume 1, introduction. This is the beginning. It says Russia, Putin messed with us. And let me tell you how many... No, I can't tell you how many pages because you're starting to piss me off. Okay, so who has read the Mueller report? Not Republicans, but I can tell you a lot of people that have. Pissed off Americans. Not the Republicans because they got their million and trillion dollar tax cut. They're not Republicans anymore. Let me help you out. I have voted Republican and I have voted Democrat. I do not vote by party. That's stupid. If you have an insane person, you don't put them in office. But some people did. They put Donald J. Trump insane in. Why? All right, so let's go through the list of the insanity that Republicans are. Don't go to the Mueller report. No. Oh, wait a minute. Should you go to the Mueller report? Because it's done by a Republican? Why? Here's a simple question. Why did Democrats read the Mueller report when Donald J. Trump said he was exonerated? There's no problem, no collusion, nothing, nothing, nothing. But, oh, Donald J. Trump talks to his base and they believe every single word he says. Trump did not even go for an interview to Mueller. You know why? Because he was scared. He's a baby scaredy cat. Donald J. Trump is a wussy-dussy. Why did Republicans not read the Mueller report? This is insane. This is a country. Putin is a dictator, a murderer, and a killer, and Trump wants to love him. Why does Trump love a murderer and a dictator? No, Trump doesn't love it. I mean, I'm sure you're right. Trump doesn't love it. That's the reason Trump had Ivanka sit in Putin's chair. You do understand that Ivanka, a grown-up, a beautiful, gorgeous woman, sat his daughter, not my daughter, his daughter, sat in a murderer's chair, a dictator, a killer, and Trump made it happen. Now think about that logically. Come on. Tell me how that's a good thing. Let's do more math. Why does Donald J. Trump, fake baby bone spur, love Pootie Putin? Why does he love, I love Kim Jong-un. Kim Jong-un sent me a beautiful letter. That's what Trump said. A beautiful, we fell in love. Donald J. Trump said he fell in love with a dictator. Oh, that is so sweet. Oh, I did love the love that these people have. Donald J. Trump fell in with a murderer. That is adorable. Putin's a murderer. Kim Jong-un's a murderer. Oh, that's sweet. That is adorable. Oh, my goodness. It's amazing how sweet Trump is to murderers. But here's the problem. Trumpy Dumpy's in debt to a murderer and a killer. Trumpy Dumpy doesn't get elected. He's in big doo-doo again. You know, Trump says, oh, I'm the worst on Putin. Oh, I'm so tough. Nobody's tougher than me. No, you're a liar 24/7. You remove the sanctions. But your people only listen to you because you're godsend. God stopped the rain for you. Oh, it's so sweet. You know, Trumpy Dumpy said God stopped the rain for him. But here's the funny part. Everybody else had rain gear on, but oh, it's even worse than that. Trumpy Dumpity's walking into Air Force One when it's raining, he's carrying an umbrella, and he just leaves it outside. You know why? Because he doesn't know how to close it. Oh, that stable genius is so stable. We need to put him in a stable with the hogs, because that's the only thing he knows how to do is eat. He's gonna eat them hogs out of house and home because that balloon boy is not 239 pounds. He's 339. Well, he might be 439 pounds because he's gained like 10 inches on that belly of his. Trumpy Dumpy is a balloon boy. Trumpy Dumpy. Now, here's what Trumpy Dumpy said. He's smarter than the generals. Understand, generals risk their lives to protect this country, but fake baby bone spur? Never did. You know, in 100 years, not one Trump member has ever served in the armed forces. Not one. My name is Clemens Leon Kunkel. My father has 22 years Marine Corps. I have had more than 10 Kunkels serve in the military. My brother served in the military. There is more than 10 Kunkels that serve in the military. So here you go. You say, oh, Clem, you haven't served. That's right, I haven't served. My father never pushed me in that direction because my dad's brother that died in the war, my dad's brother, Richard Clemens Kunkel, died in the war. And my father never ever pointed me in the direction to serve. I never served. Absolutely. I'm not military. Not in any way, shape, or form. But here's the question. Do you want to come against me? Do you want to rumble with me? Because I definitely want to rumble with you. Yeah. Don't look me up. Don't you dare be afraid of me. So here you go. One more time. This is like, I don't know, the 12th or 13th time. I want to rumble with a Trumper dumper. I don't want to rumble with Trump or his family member because they're too weak. But if they want to rumble with me, that would be awesome. So I'm only a very pissed off white man. I'm the superior race. Trumpy dumpy this, and he's the balloon race. That's what we have to do. Humpty Dumpty is the balloon race. He's a balloon boy. Oh, my gosh. In France. Oh, everywhere he's a balloon boy. Oh, that's right. He's balloon boy. Trumpy Dumpy's a balloon. Why? Because he has no physical condition. Here you go. Now, let me show you something simple. Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall, and he's a big, fat balloon, right? Trumpy Dumpy wants a wall. So we just put that Trumpy Dumpy on that wall. He's a big, fat balloon. But here's the funny thing. He is so big and fat. He's got no energy. But here's the funny thing. He rates women from a scale 1 to 10. He said, oh, that woman's a 5, that's a 3. He tells women what they are. Okay, let's rate Trumpy Dumpy. Okay, now I know Trump rates from 1 to 10, right? If they're not a 10, he doesn't want them. Melania. Oh, she's beautiful. She only wanted the money, so I don't care. She got an Einstein visa. I don't care. Can't speak some languages because she can barely speak English. Let me help you out. I got a lot of friends that speak more than 7 languages. They didn't get no Einstein visa. So Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. What would you rate Humpty Dumpty? Now, his doctor classified him as being in superior condition more than any president out there. But Humpty Dumpty can't climb up a hill. Humpty Dumpty's got to ride a golf cart at the G20 summit. Humpty Dumpty has never, ever stepped on a scale in front of people. Everybody should take a scale and tell Humpty Dumpty to get on it. There ain't no way he's going to be 239 pounds. He's going to be 300 pounds because he's overweight and he's a balloon boy. Superior condition? I challenge him to go against an 80-year-old. He'll never keep up because he'll pass out. He's a balloon boy. Humpty Dumpty is Donald J. Trump. We're going to rate Humpty Dumpty? Yeah, let's do a rating on Humpty Dumpty. Now, he rates women from 1 to 10. Okay, I know, we can't do that. We're going to have to go negative. We're going to have to go past the zero and go negative 1 to 10. Now, Humpty Dumpty, I rate him a negative 10. I would go further. He's in like a negative 100 because he doesn't have a brain that works, doesn't have a body that works. Why does he not have a brain that works? Why does he not have a body that works? He is an embarrassment to the human race. Humpty Dumpty, we're going to put him on a wall. Humpty Dumpty, going to have a great fall. Humpty Dumpty thinks he's superior when he's a balloon boy. Humpty Dumpty can't fight because he can barely move. His children think they're tough. Yeah, right. Hey, Humpty Dumpty people, let's have a contest. No, I know. You're superior. No, you're not. I'm white. I'm the superior race. You're Dumpty. You're Humpty Dumpty Trumpty. I am Clemens Leon Kunkel. Let's have a contest. Let's get on Fox News. Because you love Fox. Let's show the world what a Trumper is. Let's do a contest. Come on, guys. Come on. Quit chicken out on me. I'm only 62 years old this year. You got this. Trust me. Believe me. Dude, hey, do not, no, do not look me up. Do not become scaredy cats. Just believe you got me. Trust me. Believe me. You got this. You do not need to see what I can do. No, no, don't do that. Don't you dare. Don't you dare chicken out. There's got to be a Trumper out there somewhere that wants to rumble. With an old fart. An old man that can't do nothing. This there, that is not from the country. His family's not military. Yeah, I've never done nothing in my tearing life. I mean, I don't know shit. I mean, I can't do nothing. I can't roller skate, ice skate, snow skate, snowboard. I can't do nothing. I don't know how to do that. I'm from the country. I just work in the fields, man. I don't know nothing. Come on. You can take me out. Trust me. Believe me. I don't coon hunt. No. Trust me. Believe me. You got this. Come on. There's got to be a Humpty Dumpty out there that wants to rumble. There's got to be a balloon baby. Come on. Tell me there's a balloon baby out there that wants to roll around in the mud. Come on. Come on. There's got to be one of you Humpty Dumpties out there in superior, stable condition. Stable genius. That's what I want. I want a stable genius in superior condition to come against me. Because I know you guys are stable and you're in superior condition. And you guys are the best of the best of the best of the best. Come on, come on. Please don't chicken out. Please. So, do this. Get on Fox News and say you want to rumble with me. I am Clemens Leon Kunkel. I'm not fake. Oh, that's right. I go against you fake accounts all the time. On Twitter, on Instagram, on YouTube. I run into you Pooty Putin's people all the time. Hey, Pooty. Let's you and I rumble, too. You suck in judo, by the way. You pick your feet up too much. You don't randori. You don't know how to randori. Come on over. There's a guy who's been trying to randori with you for years, and you're too chicken. So Trumpy Dumpy loves a weak person, and Putin's a weak person, and Trump's a weak person. Now, Putin's not a okay, here's a simple logic. Putin is powerful and strong. That's what Trump called him. Well, I tell you what. Why don't I rumble with Putin? I'm going to show you how strong and powerful that little monkey donkey is. Oh, that's right. He's afraid. He's afraid to go against a real white man. Fear is something I don't have, but I know two people that do. Trump and Booty. Trump, Booty. You want to rumble? So do I. Booty? Hey, Booty. You little coward. You only get to murder and kill people because you're afraid. Scaredy cat, scaredy cat, scaredy cat, scaredy cat. Hey, you know what happened? You pissed me off. That's not a good thing to do, is it? No, not really. Do you know Putin? Hey, Putin, let me help you out. You know this is a country where everybody's got guns? Hey, Pooty, this is not Russia. This is America. Every human being can have a gun in this state. Do you know that? I guarantee you more than 90% of the country has guns. You know why? I know a lot of people. You think you scare us. Trump. Little baby bone spur. You think you scare us. Oh, you got guns. Really? You're that stupid. Trump, you can't even walk. You've never hunted in your entire life. You have no idea what hunting is. Neither do your children. Oh, they went hunting with a big gun and killed endangered species. Whoopie doopie. I come from the country. I coon hunt, I trap. I water ski, I snow ski, I snowboard. I fly planes. I break concrete block with my bare hands. Yeah, that's true. Hey, Trumpy Dumpy people. You want to rumble? So do I. Don't find out I can break concrete block with my bare hands. No, don't do that. No, 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 no. Don't you be afraid of me. Every day I go out and I talk to people. And I don't back down from a Trumper Dumper. You think I'm going to go against you? Oh, yeah, in a heartbeat. So, yes, I got the Mueller report, and I know what Trump is. I knew what Trump was before I got the Mueller report. I come from New Jersey. Everybody know what Trump is. New York, New Jersey. Trumpy Dumpy. He doesn't pay people. He owes millions to people. And you sick things put children in dog cages. You sick pieces of garbage. Republicans, this message is to you also. I will never stop. I will never surrender. Yeah, my father was 22 years Marine Corps, and I never served. But ask the simple question. Would I give a life, my life, for the person standing beside me? Let me help you out. I work in construction. I have saved people from falling off a roof. I give my life in construction. This is my country. My father's family has died protecting this country. You want to pick on someone? Pick on me. Let's show the world what a Trump is compared to a man that protects this country. I have never served. So why don't you come against me? Let me show you what I can do. You don't want to go against my family that is military. You definitely don't want to go against a military man. I'm not military. You want to go against someone weaker than a military man. That would be me. My father protected this country for 22 years. Donald J. Trump is a disgrace to the human race. John McCain protected this country. Robert Mueller protected this country. They are not the only ones out there. We are still here. You're just pissing us off more. I thought Republicans had a backbone. I didn't know they only cared about money. Why is money more important than children dying? You got gun violence where children are dying in schools, and you don't care because your children aren't in the schools. You sick people. Guns are not for killing children. This is America of immigrants. If you're not an American Indian, you don't belong here. Leave the immigrants alone. You're picking on Indians. You change the Dakota pipeline so, oh, we can go get more oil. And then the court said, no, you can't, Trumpy Dumpy. Melania is an immigrant. Trump's wife is an immigrant. Got here illegal through an illegal Einstein visa. Trump's other wife was an immigrant. Trump's mom is an immigrant. What is wrong with you stupid people? Trump's grandfather was an immigrant. You go against immigrants when Trump's entire family is immigrant. Donald J. Trump is a disgrace. Republicans are a disgrace. You want to do something? So do I, because I'm done being nice to stupid people. You get to threaten us. Oh, you get to scream. Alex Jones gets to scream. He shows his muscles. Those aren't muscle. Those are fat. I'm tired of you fat people. Think you're tough. I want to show you what an American is. I want to show you what you need to go start working out. Start getting your brain and your physical condition. Oh, you're following a stable genius that has never proven he's a genius. You can't see his past records. You can't see how much money he made. You can't see nothing from Donald J. Trump. You just believe his garbage. He's a garbage man. And you believe that it's a golden Trump. It's golden garbage. Because you buy anything that Trump sells you. I don't buy garbage. Garbage belongs in a dumpster and thrown away. Donald J. Trump is a disgusting human being. His family is disgusting. You want to pick on children? No, don't pick on them. Pick on me. Let's rumble. The immigrants are coming over here because Donald J. Trump removed money to help countries. Children are dying in the friggin' camps. And you sick people had a parade with tanks. But you can't give a child a bed. You people are sick and disgusting, and that's Republicans. So yes, I'm going to come every day, every hour, every minute against Republicans. Not against decent Republicans. John McCain was decent. Robert Mueller is decent. There are good Republicans, but not anymore, because they would have done remove this monkey in office. Humpty Dumpty does not need to be around anymore. He is destroying my country. He's destroying years. It took years to gain allies, and he is destroying working with dictators. He's a sick piece of garbage. You don't think he is? Then rumble with me, because I'm done with you people. Children are dying in schools from the sick gun violence. You don't do nothing about it, Republicans. Children are dying in the damn camps and you're doing nothing. They're looking for help. They're asking for asylum. What happened to compassion and caring? It went out the window with Republicans. Tell me how Brett Kavanaugh got in office, because I watched that man threaten people and you still put the sick mofo in. So, yes, hello, Republicans, I'm done with you. I am 62 this year. You think I'm going to stop because I'm 62? No, I don't look like a balloon boy. This message goes around the world because right now the world looks at us as garbage. My father and my family did not die to represent garbage. So you want to rumble? So do I. Get on that damn stupid Fox News and say you want to rumble with Clemens Leon Kunkel because I want to rumble. We'll have 20 different contests. I pick 10. You pick 10. We're going to show the world what the superior right race is. I'm the superior white race. And we're going to show them what a Trumper Dumper fake baby bone spur is, lover. Get on Fox News and say you want to rumble because I want to rumble really bad. And every day I go out, I'm looking for a Trumper. Don't think I haven't run into you. Because I'm real and you monkey dumpies are fake. So if there's a KKK member, alt-right, neo-Nazi, white nationalist out there that wants to rumble, get on Fox News and say you want to rumble with me. You want to prove your superiority. Now, it's not going to work. I'm superior. You're not. And if you get on Fox News, you better say who you are. Do not be a fake baby bone spur account. I'm tired of the invisible people. I'm tired of the scaredy cats. Give me a real, live, breathing human being. Because I keep doing podcasts to say, I want to rumble. I want to rumble with a fake baby bone spur lover. Come on. There's got to be one of you out there. I'm not fake, but I know millions of you that are. Okay, so anyway, I'm Clemens Kunkel, a.k.a. Super Professor. I just did a podcast on, well, this one, but I just put a book out, Man-Made Climate Change, Made Super Easy to Understand. I just did another book, Man-Made Climate Change, because we're destroying the planet and Humpty Dumpty doesn't know it. Do you know that 197 countries, now do the math on this one, children. 197 countries know we have a problem, but not baby bone spur. You remember when baby bone spur says, oh, what we need is more global warming because where he was, it was cold. Oh, the poor baby. Well, see, here's the problem with the baby. He didn't know that was called a polar vortex split because he has zero knowledge. He's not a stable genius. He's not stable. He's not a genius. He's stupid. It was called a polar vortex split. That means hot, cold, hot, cold, hot, cold, hot, cold, because the fingers are longer. But that child in office doesn't know anything. And that means the person I'm going to go against doesn't know anything either. That's sad. So sad, love. You know why I say so sad, love? Because Humpty Dumpty called me a stupid fool. Fuck up on Twitter. You know, because I follow him on Twitter. That little monkey dumpy, Trumpy Dumpy, called me a stupid fool. Fuck up for voting for Hillary. That stupid fool fuck up that called me stupid? No, no, no. He's a stupid, stupid fool, fool. Fuck up, fuck up. Here's something. Google idiot and see what comes up in Google. The idiot comes up, Humpty Dumpty. Google idiot. Come on, come on. Just do it. Google idiot because the idiot doesn't know anything. The idiot never read the Mueller report. If he did, he'd be scared to death. But he don't have to read it because he know what he did. He knows he's in big doo-doo. Get the Mueller report. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give it away for free. Yep, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to buy the Mueller report. I'm going to give it away for free. I'm going to keep giving it away for free.
I'm going to give away the Mueller report for free on Amazon. You get to try to win it. I'm going to set that up tonight. You'll be able to get a free Mueller report. Because I'm going to give it away. But you got to read it. Republicans won't read it because they're afraid of what's in it. And believe me, there's too much in it. But I already knew it was in it. I just wanted it. And I haven't read the entire, it's too much information. I watched the all the actors and actresses that read the obstruction of justice in the Mueller report. It was an hour long. They're having plays and everything done with the Mueller report. Why do we have to tell Republicans what's wrong with the Trump administration? Because they know what's wrong with the Trump administration. They just want the money. It's sad. I am glad my father is not seeing this. Because this is disgusting what's going on in this country. You put children in dog cages and you say it's okay. Trump says, oh, they don't like it, don't come here. He's a disgusting human being. People looking for asylum, asking for help. A father and a child drowned because they weren't being accepted for asylum and they were running out of friggin' food. Donald J. Trump is a piece of garbage. You want to support him? Then you come against me because I'm done being nice to you sick people. Welcome to hell.